So yesterday we discussed the minhag that's brought down of Tashlich. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, ideally on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is to go to some sort of body of water, or not, right, as we explained yesterday, and to say the whole Seder Tashlich. So what is this minhag based on? What's the mekor for this minhag? There are a countless number of reasons for it, and nice pshats and explanations to this minhag, but we're just going to state two reasons, the earlier mikorot that are brought down. So one, this is all in the footnote in Chazon Avadia, Amud Kuf Pei Vav. One, it's brought down in the Midrash that the Midrash asks, why did Avraham wait, why did he stall 3 days until the Akedah, from when Hashem told him to go and bring Yitzchak for as a korban, it took 3 days. So why did it take 3 days? So the Midrash says that the Satan was holding him back, was trying to prevent him from going to be Mikayim, the word of Hashem, from going to do the Akedah. And it came to a point where Avraham was bulldozing his way through every single obstacle that the Satan put up, but it came to one obstacle that he couldn't get by, and that was a big nahar, a big river. That what Avraham Avinu did, he started going inside the river. He said, Hashem told me to do it, I'm going to do it. And he went inside, and it got to higher parts in his body, the water reached higher parts of his body until it got to his neck. And then he looked up to Shemaim and he said, Ribon HaOlamim, Hashem, you told me, you revealed to me as a single God in the world. And you told me that I'm the single Jew in the world. So please make yourself known to me and allow me to go and do your mitzvah, to do your ratzon. So right away what happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dismissed the Satan and the water disappeared, the river disappeared, and he went to go and bring Yitzchak for the korban. And we know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the actual Akedah took place on the day of Rosh Hashanah. It took place on the day of Rosh Hashanah. So to tap into that kedusha, we know we like bringing up the zchuyot of our avot on the day of Rosh Hashanah, and the biggest one that we try to bring up is the zchut of the akedah of Yitzchak. So therefore, to remind us and to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of that big mitzvah that Avraham Avinu did, what we do is we go to the river and we try to ask for tshuva, and in the zchut of the akedah. So that's one mekor for this minhag. That's why we go to a river and speak out our averot and try to ask Hashem to forgive for all of our averot b'zchut da'akedah of Yitzchak. The second one brought down, this is in Shara Kavonot of the Ari HaKadosh, and it's brought down that the pasuk says v'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam. The pasuk says that we ask Hashem v'tashlich and throw away. Bimtzulot yam, by the river, kol chatotam, all of their averot. Right, so we see that dismissing averot is associated with rivers. Right, so what we do is we go to the river, and we try to throw away our averot to the river. And we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, please throw away, dismiss all of our averot, cancel and erase all of our averot over here as we are standing by the river. And there's actually a minhag to be memashmish in your pockets, to touch your pockets and to empty out your pockets and to figuratively throw things from your pockets into the river, to resemble this idea that we're trying to clean ourselves of all of our averot by the river banks. There are many, many, many other reasons for this minhag. We just wanted to state two that are brought down in the footnote over here in the Sefer Chazon Avadia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should erase all of our miracles and allow us to be... I'm sorry, not erase all of our miracles, but not. To erase all of our sins, all of our chataim. V'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam b'meher v'amenu amen. V'shbi zochet ha'shana tova mtuka. And to be chozer b'tshuva shlema.